Not really. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, one mic, whoever wants to talk, one mic will be for me, one mic will be for you.
Okay, well, I'll start and then I'll let them finish up. How's
that? All right, and we are recording. You get the big one.
Thank you.
All right, tell us about the garden here.
My name's Jean Bird. I kind of coordinate the gardens for the Community Resource Center on 14 Lakeview, and what we have, what we're standing here now is in the parking lot of the Cornerstone Deli and Cafe on High Street. We have set these two gardens up as an example of what you can do in a truly urban setting. We're completely surrounded by traffic, parking, cement. We have two gardens. We started them 2 years ago. The Cornerstone gave us the property, and we have lots of volunteers and children. Children have done quite a bit of our planning. Children from the Kids Club that the CRC also sponsors. All of the plants were started by seedlings. The seedlings were started with a lot of our homeless guys helped us plant seedlings and children again. All the produce, of course, will go to the CRC, and we have lots of good help helping us this year with two AmeriCorps, which I'll turn it over to them, and they can tell you what their plans for the summer are and how they're helping out with the gardens. What was the question?
Oh, what's going on? I noticed you're spraying the leaves with water. Some people just spray on the ground, but you spray in the leaves. Doesn't matter. Okay. So
these little guys need water no matter where they get it.
So did you pick this project among other projects? You prefer to be involved in growing food?
All right, sounds good. Yeah, it was one of the ones that we sort of decided was a little bit special. We're involved a lot in the lunch programs that the CRC puts on, but the garden programs are pretty cool. They're all over the place. I mean, we have this one. We have a couple more. And
just for my purposes, sorry to interrupt, you're Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, yes.
Jocelyn
Summer Vista.
All right.
Yeah, and I mean, they're all over the place, and they need a lot of care. And we have a lot of volunteers who work really hard, but it's a little bit of a challenge to get out to all of them and give them the attention they need, I think. So this summer, Hallie especially, and then I'm sort of acting as the help to water and tear out some stuff and plant some new things. So we're just trying to get them all on the right track. I mean, we're growing a lot of different stuff. There's corn, there's cabbage, and hopefully stuff that a lot of people get to use.
Yeah. So what, you work in other gardens around the city?
These are actually the first ones I've ever been involved in. I think it's a pretty cool idea, though, just because it involves a lot of different people, and what you're planting, I mean, you really can use it. It's a really good resource for a place like the CRC. And we give a lot of the fresh produce to people who come in and need it. So I have not worked in other ones, but I've really enjoyed the experience working in these so far.
Oh, great. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. I would encourage people to contact the CRC if they're interested in helping, because we can always use extra help. But so far it's going pretty well.
Oh, nice, nice. I got a picture with you in a second.
Yeah, totally. And then you can talk to her. She's the green.
Do you want to say something for a minute?
Sure, no problem.
Right. Sorry to interrupt your watering.
No, no, just use your thumb. There you go.
Say who you are.
I'm Hallie Foster. I'm one of the Summer Vistas for the CRC.
All right.
Yeah.
So, well, let's see. Say whatever you want to say about this.
Okay. Well, the Community Garden Project, I was approached about when I was first interviewing to get this job with the CRC. And it was just my supervisor initially that introduced me to it. But Jean Bird kind of took me under her wing, you know, as once I signed up during the summer. And I like to garden a lot. I've been doing it all my life, so I was...
Oh, wow, so you're good at it. That's cool. Yeah.
So I was very, very interested in getting involved. And
oh, nice.
I really like bringing this stuff back to the CRC, like Jocelyn said, because we can distribute it to so many people who don't normally get fresh produce like this.
What do you got? I see marigold flowers. I see corn. I see broccoli, collard greens, peppers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we've got some beans, zinnias. We've got... trying to think what else. We have some Thai chilies over there, pumpkins, cabbage, basil, a lot of sage, lots of different flowers we've got.
What's going on with those teepees? Or what do you call those? Oh. Tripods?
Yeah, I mean, they're just teepees made out of old Christmas trees that are easy to run beans up.
Yeah, it's for the beans, okay.
Yep.
All right, sounds good.
That's what we've got there.
All right, awesome. Anything else?
I mean, like Jocelyn already said, if you want to get involved, I'm the head of the Google group now, so just call into the CRC and we'll take
the Google group's on Clintonville Resource Center?
Please, yeah, give us a call. We could use all the help we can. We have a garden at St. James. We have
Where's the St. James one at?
Calumet and Oakland Park.
Right.
And then we have one right behind our CRC building.
Right.
Right behind it. Another one like this, completely surrounded in cement. And we also work with the Children's Garden at Godman Guild.
Sure.
And we just got some very weedy stuff at the dead end of Midgard. So we're working on that also.
We have a gigantic plot over at Midgard that needs all the TLC ever. So
yes, but we have prune trees, we have berries. It's going to be great.
So what do you need as far as volunteers?
Volunteers.
Just people to show up, the weed and water.
Yes.
And maybe some people have a truck or a vehicle.
Right, right.
Okay.
And if you'll get on the Google group, she sends out what we're doing and what events you can come to. We did have the weed eater extravaganza a few weeks ago where everyone came and weed-eated down the weeds and mowed and had a good time. So we'll be having different events like that where everyone can gather and work together.
So it sounds to me like the way to do it is to get on the Google group.
She did it.
CRC?
Yeah, she did the Google group. That's where you need to go.
Just go to the Clintonville Community Resource
website. Or you can call into us and I can just take down the information or show up because we're happy to see bright shining faces too. I'll take it down just like that.
CRC has a website, I imagine, right?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, cool. Hey, thanks.
No problem. Have a good day.
It's awesome. You want to get a couple more pictures?
Alrighty.